Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Today, I want to talk to you about 10 myths about starting your business, and something I shared on the group, on my Facebook group, Dynamic Business Strategists, earlier today. This morning, I actually shared it, right? And I want to talk to you about it because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who are now starting off in business, right? And a lot of them put pressure on themselves because they feel they don't have certain things in place in order to start, right? And the thing is, a lot of times, the things that we may think that we need to have in place in order to start are not necessary, right? They're not really necessary right now. You can work on them while you build your business, while you attract your ideal clients, and while you sell, right? So for example, let's jump into the 10 myths about starting your business. The first thing, you'll see me looking because I have everything written down, right? You all know I like to write. The first thing is that you need to have a website. Now, a website is really, 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 really great for a business. But if you're starting off your business, you don't need to have a website to start. A website is something that can come later on in your business as you establish your brand authority and stuff. What you can have is a landing page, which is a one-page website or web page, which literally just describes what you have and who you are and how people can buy from you. So you can start off with a landing page as you build your website, because a website costs money. A website is an investment, and a website is not something you need to rush, right? Meaning rush the development of it, because you want to make sure the information on it is great. So that's the first myth, that you need a website to start. You don't. And you need a huge following to get sales. No, you don't. It's about the quality of the people that follow you and not the quantity. Because you can make thousands of dollars with just 100 people following you and make no money with 10,000 people following you, right? That's a fact. So it's about the quality of the people and not the quantity. Now, as your business grows, yes, you want to start a attract more and more people, but you still want to pay attention to the quality of the people who are following you on social media, who are listening to your videos, who are joining your email lists, who are following you on YouTube. So the quality, yeah? You do not need to show up every day. That's a huge myth, especially if no one knows that you exist as yet. You're still building your brand awareness. You need to show up every day, right? Doesn't mean you have to show up all day every day, but you need to show up every day in some way or form, whether it's to share motivation, whether it's to share behind the scenes, whether it's to do a quick video, whether it's to connect with your audience, whether it's in a group just to connect with other people and engage with other people. If you're now building, yes, that has to be a top priority on your list. Building that visibility is very, very important, because people are not going to buy from you if they do not know you exist. The other myth is that you should not be selling every day, right? And I believe that in order for you to get the sale, you have to ask for the sale, right? If you're not telling people how you can solve their challenges, how do you expect to make $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000? So yes, you need to get comfortable selling. And I know this is a tricky one, because there are different ways to sell. You don't have to sell by saying, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me, and plastering pictures of your product or services all over the place. There's a strategy to selling. But yes, you should be selling every single day, right? Your expertise, your knowledge. The other myth, is that you should try to sell to everybody. And that's a huge myth, right? We tend to feel that if we put out a wide enough net, we will get enough people to buy. And that is a recipe for burnout. That is a recipe for you to close up shop before you even start, right? So you want to niche down on the people that you want to buy from you, who you want to buy from you, right? You don't want to sell to everybody. You want to sell to a specific niche of people who need and want your services.
The other myth, which is number six, is that you should charge super low because no one knows you as yet. Again, this is a huge myth. I've heard entrepreneurs say to me, well, Adana, I'm just charging $100 because nobody knows me. But what you're doing is setting up yourself, right? And what you're going to do when you charge really, really low compared to market rate is that you are going to be attracting very, very cheap customers. And that's not what you want, because when you are ready to move up to the next step and raise your prices, you know, they're going to watch you like, who do you think you are? You came in at $50 when everybody was selling at $200 and now you want to sell at $250? No. So you want to set up expectations. Now, nobody's saying when you're now starting, you have to go and charge to the highest end of the ladder, right? But make an informed decision based on the market research that you are doing, so you know exactly what your audience is willing to spend on the solution that you're offering. So you don't have to come in on the low end just because you're a brand new business. That is crazy. Whoever's telling you that is really messing you up. And the other myth, which is number seven, is that all you need is social media. Again, social media is a really, really great tool for you to start. But social media should not be the only way that you are growing your business, or you're trying to grow your business, right? Social media is powerful. It's a great tool. It's a great way to grow your visibility, grow your brand awareness. It's really, really huge, really, really great. But it should not be the only way. And there are so many other ways for you to get in front of your ideal clients, whether that's networking events, speaking engagements, collaborations with others, you know, getting featured in radio, TV, press, all these different things. So you use social media, but it should not be the only way. If your marketing is just centered around getting up and posts on Facebook and Instagram every day, and that's all that you're doing, then you're going to find that you have to work a lot harder to build that quality audience that you want. Yeah, because it's not just about social media. The other myth is that you should show up on all platforms. Again, you don't need to be on all platforms. And if you took the time to do the market research to find out who your ideal clients are and exactly where they are, like where are they spending the majority of time, you would recognize that you don't need to be on all social media platforms. You need to figure out, where are my ideal clients spending the most time? Where are they talking about their challenges the most? So that I can now decide where I need to show up in the most intentional way to serve them. So you don't need to be on all social media platforms. I have two clients who are only on LinkedIn, and they are crushing it on LinkedIn. They're not on Facebook. They're not on Instagram or anything like that, because that is not where their ideal clients are, right? But that came with obviously doing market research and understanding who our ideal clients are, right? So that you can choose which platforms you need to be on. So that's number eight. Number nine, making money is super hard. I know, because especially from the Caribbean, you know what I mean? We talk about money don't grow on trees, and I remember when I was growing up, they used to call me Monica because I always loved money, right? But making money is not hard if you have a strategy. If you have a goal and a strategy behind what your intentions are, you will figure out that making the money is actually not hard, right? Because when you have a business, what your focus is on serving people, right? Providing that solution, and providing that solution in a strategic and intentional way every single day. And once you get comfortable with that, then you'll recognize that putting out the sales, asking for the sales, putting out your program, putting out your offerings, whatever it is that you may be pushing out there, is not as hard, right? And getting the money and attracting the money is not as hard. But again, it needs a strategy, and it has to be intentional, and you have to have a goal. Once you get those things in place, the money flows to you, the money comes to you. Once you have a structure, the money comes to you. So the making of the money is not hard. It's the setting up of your systems and thing might be a little challenge, but the making of the money is not hard. And that's a huge myth that I really want you to work through. And the final myth because I said I was giving you 10. The final myth today is that your price makes you different. Now, a lot of you know, when we first start business, we want to do our SWOT plan and what is our differentiator and that kind of thing. And I always tell my clients, your price is not the thing, right? Because people will spend money where they see value. The price would not be, the price would not affect them. People will spend money when they see the value in whatever you are offering. So your price is not necessarily the first differentiator. In some businesses, it will be a differentiator down the road, but it may not necessarily be the first differentiator of your business. Yeah, so don't go into business thinking, well, I have the best price, so why is nobody buying from me? Nobody's buying from me because maybe you're not showing the value of your offering and how you can change the life or the circumstances of your ideal clients. And that's why nobody is buying, right? So let's just recap our 10 myths about starting your business. You don't need a website. You need a website to start as a myth. You need a huge following to get sales. No, you want to focus on quality, not quantity. You do not need to show up every day. That's not true. You need to show up with intention, especially when you're now starting, because people don't know you, so they won't buy from you. You do not need to sell every day. That's not true. You need to know how to sell without coming across sleazy. But selling every day is normal. It's good. And that's how you make money, because it's a business you're running. You want to sell every day. You should charge super low because no one knows you as yet. No, that is a recipe for disaster, where you're going to start to attract really, really cheap customers, and that is not how you're going to grow your business. So you don't want to charge super low. Do your market research and understand what your market is charging, and then figure out how you're going to charge according to that. The other myth, which is number 7, is all you need is social media. Again, social media is great, it's powerful, but that is not all you need, right? There are other forms of marketing that you can use in order to grow your brand, grow your visibility, and make your money. You should show up on all platforms. No, you don't. Figure out who your ideal clients are. Figure out where they're spending the most time, and where they're talking about their challenge the most, and show up there with intention, right? Sharing valuable information and asking for the sale. So you don't need to be on all platforms. Figure out at least 2 platforms to start with. Master those platforms before you start to add other platforms, because each platform you add, that's another set of management that you have to do, right? And you have to think about your time, your resources, and that kind of thing. And then you have to learn that third platform or fourth platform. So master 2, become the master of it, and then decide if you do need to move off, because you may not, right? Number 9, making money is super hard. No, it's not super hard. Once you are running a business with intention to serve others, with the intention to add value, and once you put these systems and strategies in place for your business, the making of the money is not as hard as we like to think it is, right? And then finally, your price makes you different. No, it does not. So that's our recap of the 10 myths about starting your business. I hope this information was powerful for you. If you have any questions, jump into my DMs and let me know what questions you have about starting a business, and I'll be glad to support you.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.